Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. With you always, I'm your host, Jake Golden. On a pretty exciting episode of the podcast, we have the Blackhawks defeating the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1 to stay alive and force a Game 5 in the first round of the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm going to recap that game here shortly, but before I get to that, I want to make sure you know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. We have the Instagram account at chitownhockey.pod. We have the Twitter account at chitownpod. We have my Blackhawks Instagram account currently on the live stream. Look out for those post-game at Blackhawks Topic. Twitter account, same username, Blackhawks Topic. We have my personal Twitter account, JakeGolden777, and we also have the Gmail account, ChiTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. All right, so to get into the recap of the game, the Blackhawks started out pretty shaky in the first couple minutes of the first period prior to getting that goal. That goal was a momentum boost for the Blackhawks after starting out not too good. Pretty absurd start from the Blackhawks. I did not like what I saw in the first few minutes of the game. But once we scored that goal, it was pretty much a momentum shift from there. We kind of dominated the Golden Knights for a little bit. Obviously, we scored that second goal there to go up 2-0. And then Vegas obviously scored that first goal there. And that's pretty much where the momentum shift was. You know, the Blackhawks had a little bit of momentum for a little bit. And then once Vegas scored that goal, it was just Vegas pretty much the whole game. They dominated in the O-zone, and they really just threw everything at us. Vegas scoring only one goal tonight, as Corey Crawford pretty much stood on his head against 49 shots on goal. So 48 saved on 49 shots with a .980 save percentage from Corey Crawford today. Basically taking every single star out of the three stars. I mean, Corey Crawford really just stood on his head. He's the sole reason the Blackhawks are still in the playoffs. So a big game from Corey Crawford today. Hopefully, if he can continue to play that way, that's obviously going to win. That's obviously going to get us a couple wins. And if he continues to play that way the whole series, that might even lead to something people didn't really predict—a Blackhawks series win. Obviously unlikely, but obviously, you know, nothing is guaranteed in life. So, definitely a possibility. Again, the defense lacked. I wasn't impressed with the defense once again. The main reason the defense doesn't look as bad as it did the other day was because of Corey Crawford. There was a lot of just guys being out of position. There were a couple plays I liked from Calvin DeHaan. Other than that, I wasn't particularly impressed with the defensive core tonight. I don't think they played as well as they could have, especially for an elimination game. Especially Duncan Keith, the guy who's been here before, been on the brink of elimination before. So I wasn't impressed with the defense. The offense, two goals, but, I mean, second and third period, I wasn't impressed with them either. Just couldn't come through. They couldn't come through for Corey Crawford. Only 25 shots on goal from the Blackhawks today. So I wasn't particularly happy about that. Obviously happy we got the win. Just not happy about the way we played. I think we had no business winning this game. And the only reason we won this game was because of Corey Crawford's outstanding play. And, you know, that's really the only positive we can really talk about. Again, Jeremy Colleton is changing up the lines. Started out with Saad, Taves, and Kane. I don't know why he was breaking them up after, like, two shifts. I don't agree with it. I don't know what's going on there. But there needs to be more consistent coaching from Jeremy Colleton if the Blackhawks want to win another game or go on to win four more to win this series. Or three more to go on to win this series after tonight's win. There needs to be something there from everybody. And I didn't see it from everybody tonight. It's pretty disappointing. And Corey Crawford is not going to have a .980 save percentage every single game. I mean, this team is going to have to work in front of Corey Crawford. It's not the only person on this. There's not one person on this roster that puts the team on his back. It's got to be the whole team game. This team can play a playoff style game. This team can win. This team can beat teams like the Golden Knights. We've shown dominance to teams like them, but we have to play our game. Everybody needs to chip in, and I didn't see that tonight, so that's pretty disappointing. Again, bad performance. I didn't like the performance from Alexander Nylander. I don't think he played very well. Just continues to look lost. I think it's time you get Dylan Sakura in there. Change it up a little bit. Kind of a momentum shift. Maybe Alex Nylander comes back better, you know, like kind of pissed off. He got scratched. But I think it's time you switch Alex Nylander with Dylan Sakura, because Dylan Sakura is a possession monster. I've said it before, I'll say it again. He may not score all that much, but when he's on the ice, his line usually has the puck. So obviously could probably be a solid penalty killer also. But obviously could help on the power play too. I mean, if his line's always got the puck, that's going to help on the power play. That's also going to help lines like with Kubalik, with his shot. Maybe you put him on Kane's line, a Sakura, Doc, and Kane line. I'd like the concept of that. But Patrick Kane keeps having a double shift while Nylander sits on the bench. And I don't understand why Patrick Kane should have to double shift. I mean, maybe it's time that you replace Alex Nylander. It does him no good sitting there on the bench as Patrick Kane is having to play 23, 25 minutes a night. That's absolutely absurd, and that is really bad coaching from Jeremy Colleton. Something that I think I haven't liked with him. And the whole time he's been the Blackhawks head coach, is this has been a constant issue, is these lineup switches. You know, chemistry can win you games. Chemistry will take you far. Chemistry is the most underrated thing in hockey. Chemistry means pretty much everything. If you don't have chemistry and you don't like the guy you're playing with, or you don't know the guy you're playing with, that's an issue. You got to be able to read the guys you're playing with, know where they want, know where they're going, know the passes you can make to them. Chemistry is everything. For example, I do play hockey myself, and you know, I've had one friend that I've always played with on a line for many, many years, and we knew each other. We knew where each other were gonna be. It's just chemistry. I mean, there's just no other way to explain it. It's like you know the guy that you're playing with, and I said I've played with him for many, many years, so I've gotten to know him very well, especially out on the ice and as a person. So out on the ice, I know where he's going to be. I know the passes I can make to him. I know when to expect a puck, and he knows when to expect a puck from me. You know, he knows my style of play. I know his. That is something that benefits you an extreme amount when out there on the ice. Okay? I will continue to preach the fact that chemistry is key, especially in the NHL. You form a bond with guys, you know, you're on the team with, but there's an extra special bond when it comes to your line mates and, you know, players you're close to. And if you get a feel of certain guys, that's going to help out on the ice. But it's hard to develop that chemistry and get to know certain players that you're playing with if you only play with them for 2 shifts a game or 5 shifts a game, or you're constantly being put together and then taken apart. There's too much fluctuation in the lines and the pairings from Jeremy Colleton. The only thing that has really been consistent have been the defensive pairings. Obviously, the only time they've been changed is when Carlson drew into the lineup in place of Adam Boqvist. But there's just been too much fluctuation when it comes to the forward lines and breaking guys apart and putting players together that don't even make sense. For example, Patrick Kane and Alex DeBrincat. It just doesn't make sense. While they're two guys who can score, I mean, Vegas is all over those two. Vegas is always covering Patrick Kane. They're always covering Alex DeBrincat, Jonathan Toews. So putting superstars together like that, like Alex DeBrincat and Patrick Kane, two wingers, that is a recipe for disaster against a depth team like Vegas who can defend. That is just a terrible move from Jeremy Connaughton, something that has been an issue for a long time. And, I mean, had Jeremy Connaughton just left the lines and pairings be, I mean, especially from the Oilers series, I mean, we won the damn Oilers series. Maybe if you left the lines and pairings the same as with the Oilers series, there'd be more chemistry there. There'd be more goals there. They would be producing more, and things might be different. You can't change the lineup every single game. That strategy isn't going to work. You can't change the lineup because of one bad performance, you know, from the team. Obviously, if there's a really bad performance multiple times from a guy like Alex Nylander, which I've just talked about, then that's where you say, okay, let's see who can draw into his spot, or what are some line changes we can make to keep some guys together, and what do we need to do to keep these guys together, and who's going to have to be broken apart to be able to fit the style of play of this new guy that we're going to bring in. The fluctuation of lines is just not working for me. It's obviously not working for the Blackhawks. And it's got to stop. Otherwise, this team is not going to go far at all. This team is not going to win games. And like I said, I'll continue to preach the fact that chemistry is everything in hockey. It's the most underrated asset in the game of hockey. I know it firsthand, so I will continue to preach it. But yeah. Anyway, you're listening to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I'll be back with you in 60 seconds or less. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast, a post-game recap of the 3-1 win over the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 4 to stay alive in this best-of-seven series. Got a listener question here we'll go ahead and answer in one sec, but before that, I want to make sure you guys know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. The Instagram account at ChiTownHockey.pod, Twitter account ChiTownPod, my Blackhawks-related Instagram and Twitter accounts both at BlackhawksTopic, personal Twitter account at JGolden777, and we also have the Gmail account ChiTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. So the question I have here reads, what do the Hawks have to do to gain the early momentum next game and keep it? So, the Blackhawks, obviously, they did right today. They finally scored the first goal. But to really keep the momentum, they have to limit Vegas shots and the Vegas ozone time. Obviously, when you're in the ozone, that's where momentum is created and will continue to create itself if they're dominating in the offensive zone, getting pucks on Corey Crawford. And obviously, if we get pucks on Robin Leonard or Marc-Andre Fleury, that's going to help us gain momentum. Another big thing is the power play. If you can get going on the power play, score a power play goal, that's definitely going to help your chances. That's going to gain you some momentum. That's going to give you a good feeling that you cashed in on the power play, especially this power play that hasn't performed very well so far in these playoffs, except against the Oilers. Not that great against the Golden Knights, so if we can get going there, that's going to be a big thing for the Blackhawks and will provide some momentum. Secondly, it's really just stay confident, you know, don't quit, stay confident, know that you're not going to give up, have that mindset that you can win every game, and just keep pushing, keep playing. That's the biggest thing, you know. Obviously, if you're down on yourself, that's not going to work out for you very well. So you really just got to keep that mentality, you know, just keep going, keep pushing. We can win this game, and, you know, you got to have the want. And you got to have the will. You got to have the want and the will, and those are two things that are going to help you win a game. And it'll show on the ice. You know, you can see if a player, you know, is flying, or, you know, if they're kind of lacking that night. So those are probably my three big things that can help establish and maintain and create momentum. Now I want to talk about a little bit. In the live Q&A I did prior to the podcast, I talked a little bit about coaching options for the Blackhawks. I think if we lose this playoff series, I think major changes should and need to be made. I think you need to start with an overhaul. I think you've already fired John McDonough. You've already switched around hockey operations staff. I think it's time you get a new identity as your for your GM, the guy who drafts, the guy who trades, all that stuff, the guy who basically builds your team. I think you need a new identity there. It needs to be other than a Bowman. You know, I think it's time you fire Stan and Scotty Bowman. Just say thanks, but this is no longer working out anymore. And I think you need to move on. I think that's the best option for the Blackhawks at this point. I think you just need a new identity, someone new to be able to come in and rebuild this team, different from the way Stan Bowman and John McDonough had built it. I don't think now that you fired John McDonough, fired some other guys, and have now switched around the hockey operations staff, I just don't think it's worth it to keep one guy from the Dynasty era. Still, Stan Bowman has been with the organization longer than anyone else. He's been with the organization longer than Rocky Wirtz has been with the organization. But I think it's just time that the Blackhawks have a new identity there at the general manager position. I think it's time you just build this team a different way from where Stan Bowman is building it. I don't think it's really working out too well. I think you bring in a new identity. I think you fire Jeremy Colleton, bring in a more respectable coach. Personally, my choice as well, he's still out there. You have a wonderful coach in Gerard Gallant who is going to fix up this special team play, more so the power play. He's going to be able to fix that up quickly. He's a defensive minded coach. He's going to help this team limit those shots on goal, that defense, those Corsi and Fenwick percentages. He's going to help that. He's going to help them with that a lot. I think Gerard Gallant is a viable option for the Blackhawks. I think the Blackhawks need to take advantage of what's in their hands. You know. Obviously, Gerard Gallant did not want to go with New Jersey because of the fact they have like no they don't really have direction in New Jersey at this point. The Blackhawks have direction. They still have core guys, and they got guys coming in. Really good prospects in Ian Mitchell, Evan Barrett, Nicholas Beaudin, Carlson, Boquist, Doc is developing. You know, you got Kubalik, DeBrinket, Strome, if you still keep him, with still that mix of veterans and Keith Seabrook, Corey Crawford, Taves, and Kane. This team has direction. And you have a guy like Pia Suter coming in next year, who's looking like a surefire NHLer that's going to make a difference. A depth forward, Matei Halupa, if he is still in the bottom six. You have Andrew Shaw coming back. This team has a bright future. And they have a direction, unlike New Jersey. I think this team could be appealing to Gerard Gallant, and I think if the Blackhawks made the call and interviewed him, I think he'd want this job. I think the Blackhawks have this opportunity right in their hands to take an experienced coach, and they need to do it. It's time the Blackhawks get rid of the young and inexperienced Jeremy Colleton and bring in an experienced coach that, with the direction this team is headed, can bring them back to the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think that's the best option for the Blackhawks, and I think that's the option that they need to go with. The time is now to make the changes. During these times of uncertainty, you've already made so many. Just continue. Bring a new identity to this organization. The time is now to make the changes. Just make them. Fire Stan Bowman, pull the trigger. Fire Jeremy Colleton, pull the trigger. Just do it. Seriously, the time is now. The time has come to let Stan Bowman go. You can't keep him forever. Fans want his head chopped off. It's time Stan Bowman heads out of Chicago and takes a new job with another organization. It's not really working out anymore. And these past couple of years with Stan Bowman as our general manager haven't really worked out. I think it's time you just overhaul, throw him away, throw Jeremy Colleton away. Take the opportunity that is right there in your lap and hire Gerard Gallant. Hire him. He will fix this team. This team has direction. The Devils didn't have direction. There's a reason why he didn't want to coach New Jersey. This team has direction. They have guys coming in next year. They have guys that are developing. They have veterans who he'd want to coach. Some of the best players in the world in Patrick Kane, Jonathan Taves, classy players, Corey Crawford, Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook. This is a team somebody would want to coach. He would want to coach this team. a team with direction, a team he could fix up so easily. He is in the palm of their hand. They need to grasp it. They need to fire Jeremy Colleton, fire Stan Bowman, bring in a new president, a new identity at general manager, and a new coach in Gerard Gallant. A coach that can bring this team back to the playoffs. It's time that change happens. It's time it happens. Because frankly, I'm getting pretty sick of Jeremy Colleton's BS on the bench, and I'm getting pretty sick of Stan Bowman sitting in his office, not doing anything to fix this team. He's made a couple signings, obviously the Pia Suter signing. That, I have to admit, is good. That's going to be a good signing. He's going to work out. But other than that, Stan Bowman isn't doing much to fix this team. He really isn't, you know? I mean, what? You brought in Calvin DeHaan and Olimata. With Slater Cuckoo's been playing good, but I mean, he's still aging. You know, Calvin DeHaan was a good move last offseason. Robin Leonard just left. And, you know, now you're not really, you know, Cam Ward, Brandon Manning, who he signed, you know, they're all gone. So it's like, you know, every single dude you've tried to help this team with, you know, he's still here. And, yes, in the chat it says, we got Sealer. That is true, but Sealer, he's more like an eighth defenseman. He's not really even a seventh defenseman. He's more like an eighth defenseman. Nick Sealer is just kind of there in case of an emergency injury. He doesn't have an AH. It's not a two-way contract on a sheet of paper, so they're not able to send him down to the AHL without having to clear him through waivers. So, yes, we got Sealer, but Stan Bowman just hasn't really done his best to make this a depth team. And I think bringing in a new identity at general manager could help with that. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. After the Blackhawks beat the Golden Knights in 3 periods, 3-1, trail 3-1 in the first round of the series. Corey Crawford playing lights out. I appreciate you. I appreciate all you guys listening, but before we head out, I want to make sure you know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. We have the Instagram account, chitownhockey.pod. We have the Twitter account at chitownpod. We have Blackhawks-related Instagram account at blackhawkstopic, same username at blackhawkstopic on Twitter also. We have my personal Twitter account, jgolden777. And then, of course, we also have the Gmail account, chitownhockeypod@gmail.com. Also, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. That all helps climb in the rankings more. Help me out a lot. So that's all appreciated from you guys. Criticism, constructive criticism, that's also appreciated too. But thank you guys for listening to this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday.